tramite che sono sul chat, no?
Or perhaps write them down.
Bien,
I'll try to end about 15 minutes early so we have lots of time for questions. Alright, so start again. Here we go. So now we're beginning to talk about the Reformation. And you've now seen that the Reformation really began before Martin Luther. Sometimes they talk about the pre-Reformation. So Wycliffe and Huss are considered part of what's called sometimes the pre-Reformation.
Wycliffe avec Huss était considéré comme il était partie de pré-Reformation.
But you can see from the career of Wycliffe and Huss that there was much pressure already to reform the Catholic Church.
Et nous capables voir à partir de Wycliffe avec Huss des grandes pressions pour réformer l'Église catholique.
And we'll see later on that the Catholic Church made great efforts at this time to reform itself. But those efforts were largely unsuccessful. The most important figures in the Reformation are John Wycliffe and John Huss. From England and from Bohemia. But also Martin Luther and Ulrich Zwingli. From Germany and from Switzerland. And Jean Calvin from France. Notice I said that with a French accent. Alright, so let's talk about Martin Luther. He's not the most important reformer to understand Protestant Christianity. If you want to understand the Protestant movement, it's actually more important to understand Zwingli. And the greatest significance of Martin Luther is that his was the first successful Reformation. Martin Luther was a Catholic priest.
Luther était un prêtre catholique.
And he was an Augustinian monk.
Il était un moine augustinien.
The fact that he was an Augustinian monk is very important.
Le fait qu'il était un moine augustin, ça est très important.
Because he returned Christianity not to the Bible, but to the theology of Augustine.
Il était retourné chrétienté non pas vers la Bible, mais vers
He returned Christianity not to the Bible, but to Augustine. Martin Luther was a very, very devoted monk. He tried to defeat his body. He denied himself all pleasure.
cette lutte au plaisir.
He nearly starved himself to death.
C'est presque,
he was trying to get a sense that he was forgiven by God. He said, if I continued any longer, I would have killed myself. With the vigils and the prayers and all the other things that I was doing. He was in Wittenberg in Germany. His mentor was trying to save his physical health. And he noticed that Martin Luther was a great student. So he let him teach a class there in Wittenberg. And he began to study the book of Romans. This changed the history of Christianity. In reading the book of Romans, he discovered that salvation is by faith. Of course, you and I knew that all along, but he didn't realize that. He thought that his salvation was grounded in all of his pious acts. He rejected that idea completely. And as is typical in the history of Christianity, he swung the pendulum in the complete opposite direction. He taught we're saved by faith alone. In fact, when he translated the Bible into German, he added the word alone to Romans. So, where Romans says we're righteous by faith, he said we're righteous by faith alone. His most important three doctrines were faith alone, grace alone, and scripture alone. It's right there on the screen. Yeah, scripture only, grace only, and faith only. Do we agree that with scripture only? In Latin, they would say sola scriptura. Yeah, we agree with that. The only source for truth is scripture. We agree with Martin Luther on that. He also taught grace alone. That we're saved by grace alone, not by works. We agree with that as well. But he also taught faith alone. That we're saved by faith apart from works. Well, James said we're not by save by faith apart from works.
So James James bien Jacques dit que nous pas sauvés seulement par la foi.
In James chapter 2 it says we're not saved by faith apart from works.
Dans Jacques 2 il dit que nous pas sauvés par la foi en dehors des œuvres.
So when Martin Luther translated the Bible into German, he removed James from the New
Testament
and made it part of it like an appendix. He was so enamored by the book of Romans he said the book of James is a book of hay or straw. So Martin Luther very famously published the 95 letters that he put on the door in Wittenberg in
1517. So Martin Luther the
It says 95 theses in Wittenberg there. On, yeah. He wasn't trying to destroy the Catholic Church, not at all. But he was trying to reform the Catholic Church. These famous letters were opposing indulgences. But also the worldliness of the priests. And when he published them, they became a sensation around Germany. It's important that the printing press had been invented by this time. The printing press, you know, Gutenberg invented the printing press?
Who invented the printing press? Gutenberg?
Yeah, Gutenberg. Gutenberg. Yeah, Gutenberg, yeah. So his letters were reproduced and were published throughout Germany. And immediately the Catholic Church excommunicated Martin Luther. But here is a very, very important point in history. The local king, Frederick, supported Luther. And in the city of Wittenberg, it became Lutheran. And he supported Luther and protected him from the Pope. Luther's Reformation is known as a magisterial reformation. In other words, the government supported his reformation. Martin Luther did not reject the idea of church and state. In fact, he strongly supported the idea of church and state.
Martin Luther pas rejeté l'idée de l'église et gouvernement. En effet, il était supporté l'idée d'église et gouvernement.
So, he went to Rome.
Il était allé à Rome.
And he was disgusted by the worldliness and by the scandal of Rome. So he began to write against the Pope. He was called before a king. And they asked him to deny his writings. He said, in the past, I acknowledged the Pope as the vicar of Christ. He says, I take that back. I say the Pope is the enemy of Christ. And the Pope is the apostle of the devil. To the Emperor Charles, he said this. Unless you convince me from Scripture, I do not accept the authority of the Pope or of the councils. Says, my conscience is a slave to the Word of God. I will not deny any of my writings. He said, here I stand. He would have been arrested and killed at that time. So he went into hiding. He went to a small castle of Wartburg. It doesn't matter, just the castle. He hid for about 3 years. That's when he published the German Bible. And many of his other famous works. When he returned to Wittenberg, he was celebrated. And he got married. He raised a family. He told all the monks and the nuns to go home. He told them to get married. He said, we won't have any more Catholic masses. His Reformation led to what's known as the Peasants' Revolt. And the common people rebelled against the church and the government.
They rebelled against the government, the common
people? Yes. And this scared Luther. Because he supported the government. So even the Lutheran governments suppressed this rebellion. So the peasants supported Luther. But he denied their support. He said to the landlords, he said, kill them. Yes, he said, kill the peasants, stab them. He said, kill the rebels. So we see that Martin Luther had some traits that we would not agree with. Oh, by the way, there's a nice quote on the screen. Would you read that one?
Loin de Jacques, son autorité n'est pas assez grande pour une faire abandonner la doctrine de la foi seule et m'écarter de l'autorité des autres apôtres et de l'écriture entière. L'épître de Saint-Jacques est vraiment une épître de paille comparée à ses autres. Romains, Galates, Jean, car elle n'a rien de la nature de l'évangile.
So you can see that Martin Luther clearly swung the pendulum too far.
Nous avouons que Martin Luther vraiment a balancé le pendule trop loin.
His doctrine of faith alone became the chief doctrine of the entire Reformation.
Et doctrine de foi seule, la foi seule est venue, doctrine qui a dominé toute réformation.
But that's very problematic, isn't it?
Ça est très problématique, pas vrai?
Because we're not saved by faith alone.
Parce que nous pas sauvés par la foi seule.
We believe that we need to repent.
Nous croyons que faut nous repentir.
And to be baptized.
Et pour nous baptiser.
Another important point about Martin Luther.
Another point important de Martin.
He was thoroughly Augustinian.
Il était très Augustin na idéologie.
What I mean by that is he denied the reality of free will.
Ça me dit pas ça, c'est que il était nié idéologie de liberté.
Would you read the two quotes that are there?
Le libre arbitre est un terme vide dont la réalité est perdue et une liberté perdue n'est pas une liberté du tout. Le libre arbitre est vraiment une fiction. Tout se déroule par une nécessité absolue.
Right, he taught double predestination.
Il t'a enseigné double prédestination.
That those who are predestined for hell are predestined by God to go to hell.
Et mon qui allait dans l'enfer est déjà prédestiné par Dieu pour aller dans l'enfer.
He taught total depravity.
Il était enseigné dépravité totale.
So he took Catholicism from Thomas Aquinas back to Augustine.
Il prend catholique de Thomas d'Aquin.
He said, after the fall, free will basically didn't even exist. He says, after the fall, the only purpose of free will
après qu'un défini péché, avec un défini péché de tomber, seule liberté de, fonction liberté de gagner.
Is to commit mortal sin.
C'est pour nous et de, commettre un péché mortel.
He denied the necessity of repentance.
Il déniait la nécessité de repentance.
He overreacted to the legalism of the Catholic Church. He rejected the need for celibacy of priests. He ended the practice of confession. And indulgences and purgatory.
Avec pratique indulgence et purgatoire.
He said the only biblical sacraments are baptism and the Lord's Supper.
Il dit seul action qui était biblique c'est baptême avec baptisme et avec souper Seigneur.
And the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist. Yep.
Yes, souper Seigneur, Eucharist.
So Martin Luther very successfully returned the church to correct biblical practice.
Martin Luther a retourné l'église là avec de pratique correcte, biblique correcte.
He restored orthopraxy, which is correct practice.
Il a restauré orthopraxie, qui était correct, pratique correcte.
But he did not restore the church to correct theology.
Même pas Christului, l'Église n'a avec théologie correct.
In fact, he actually went backward.
En effet, il fait un retour. Il retourne en arrière.
So, he restored beautifully much the practice of Christianity.
Il a restauré la pratique de la chrétienté.
But his huge error is he didn't restore the theology of the New Testament. He followed Augustine rather than Christ. There were a few other weaknesses of Martin Luther. One of them is that he was an anti-Semite, that he preached against the Jews and persecuted them. Now, when Martin Luther died, his movement was taken over by a guy named Philippe Melanchthon. We call the church that Martin Luther founded, we call it the Lutheran Church.
No, l'église Martin Luther était formée à nous, l'église luthérienne.
But really, we could call it the Melanchthon Church.
Et vraiment, on peut appeler l'église Melanchthon.
Because Melanchthon led the church longer than Luther did.
Parce que Melanchthon était en charge de l'église là plus longtemps que Martin Luther.
And under Melanchthon, many Catholic practices were reestablished. For example, the priests would wear robes and things like that. If you go to a Lutheran worship service, it'll be pretty similar to Catholic in many ways. And that's partly due to Philip Melanchthon. Also, Melanchthon was not as strong a supporter of Augustine. And Melanchthon partially undid the predestination doctrine. So the Lutherans have a mild form of predestination. But actually, the main branch of the Protestant Church was not the Lutheran Church.
Actuellement, plus gros branche na protestant pat l'église luthérienne.
That brings us to Ulrich Zwingli.
Ça fait nous arriver sur Ulrich Zwingli.
Ulrich Zwingli was Swiss, not German. Actually, he was German Swiss.
Ulrich Zwingli était Suisse, à la fois Suisse et Allemagne, et Allemand.
In other words, he lived in Switzerland, but he spoke German. He was in the city of Zurich.
What's the city?
Zurich.
Zurich?
Yeah. In fact, almost all Protestant churches, their teachings go back to Zwingli, not to Martin Luther.
En effet, en pile, l'église protestante, yo, enseignement, yo, sous Zwingli, non pas à Luther.
He began the movement known as Reformed Theology.
Il commence un mouvement qui est, Reformed Theology?
Yes.
Theology.
Okay. And most Protestant churches followed Reformed Theology.
En pile, l'église protestante, yo suive
Martin Luther was very skeptical of of the humanistic movement in the Middle Ages.
Martin Luther était très sceptique du mouvement humain qui a passé dans le Moyen-Âge.
Martin Luther was skeptical of using reasoning to explain theology.
Était sceptique na na utiliser raison pour expliquer raison bien philosophie pour expliquer chrétienté ou bien théologie.
Yeah, Zwingli was a more classic scholar.
Zwingli était plus un scolaire classique.
He was a humanist.
Était un humaniste.
He was a close associate of Erasmus.
Était un associé proche de Erasmus.
Erasmus, who was the chief reformer in the Catholic Church.
Erasmus était un gros chef réformeur dans l'Église catholique.
Zwingli's reform was more gradual.
Reform Zwingli était plus graduel.
It took place over about 15 years.
Ça fait pour 15 ans.
The turning point for Zwingli was he was forced to fight in a war. In that time, the Catholic Church made the Swiss troops fight outside of Switzerland. And his conversion, like that of Wycliffe, was partially a political conversion.
Wycliffe, c'est partiellement une conversion qui était pour avec politique.
He saw the Pope as a political opponent of the Swiss.
Il était un pape comme un politique opposant de Suisse.
Why should the Swiss soldiers be fighting on behalf of the Pope?
Pourquoi ça pour soldats suisses à bataille pour pape?
And so he began to see the Pope as the enemy, not just of Christianity, but also of the Swiss people.
An enemy of Swiss.
Of the Swiss people, yes. He was a brilliant scholar. Somewhat pridefully, he said,
he said, don't be prideful.
He said pridefully. He said, I'm not a Lutheran. He said, I learned Greek long before Luther began his Reformation. So he began his Reformation in the year 1513. But it was very gradual. And Luther passed him very rapidly. Eventually, he was catching up with Martin Luther. But ultimately, he went beyond Martin Luther. Far beyond Martin Luther. He rejected the wearing of priestly garments. He took the stained glass out of the churches and also the statues. He took all the paintings out of the churches. His churches became known as four empty walls and a sermon. It says right, quatre murs nus. His was a very, very severe Reformation. Luther was a happy man.
Luther est un homme qui était joyeux.
He enjoyed his married life. Look at the picture of Zwingli. He looks angry. I think he was an angry person. Also important, we'll get back to this later. The Anabaptist movement came from Zwingli's movement. This was a back to the Bible, back to the New Testament movement. We'll talk about that next week, but that's going to be very important. The Anabaptists said that we should be baptized as an adult. At first, Zwingli agreed with that because it says so in the Bible. But eventually he rejected that teaching. Maybe partially because of the peasant revolt in Germany. Because in Europe, baptism was citizenship. So if we allow adults to be baptized, when do they become citizens of the state? For him to teach adult baptism was to be a traitor. So he viciously persecuted the Anabaptists. Like Luther, his reform was magisterial. Because he's agreed that the church and the government should work together. Zwingli went further than Luther in many ways. For example, he taught that the Lord's Supper is simply a remembrance.
Par exemple, il était enseigné que souper chrétien, c'est un rappel.
And that the Lord's Supper does not impart any grace to us at all.
Et que ça pas gagner, aucune grâce du tout.
He said the Lord's Supper is merely a ceremony.
Il dit que c'est juste, souper chrétien, c'est juste une cérémonie.
I think our church agrees with Zwingli. But maybe I should challenge our thinking on that. Here's a quote from Zwingli. He said, "The sacraments are mere signs or ceremonies by which men offer themselves before the church as disciples of Christ." So he rejected the idea of baptismal regeneration. This is a very, very important point. Pay careful attention. Zwingli was the first one to teach that baptism is merely a ceremony. He was the first one to compare baptism to circumcision. He says, baptism is merely a symbol.
Les baptêmes, c'est juste un symbole.
It's merely an outward sign.
C'est juste un signe, d'apparence.
And as you know, almost all evangelical Christians teach that baptism is merely a symbol.
Et comme nous connaissons un pile, mouvement évangélique, je crois que baptême c'est juste un symbole.
Luther did not agree with that.
Luther, pas d'accord avec ça.
Luther believed that baptism is when we're saved.
Luther dit quoi que baptême c'est là que nous sauvés.
But Zwingli rejected that teaching.
Mais Zwingli a rejeté l'enseignement ça.
Zwingli was a very strong predestination guy.
Zwingli était un homme qui était très croyant de prédestination.
He was even more strongly Augustinian, even than Martin Luther.
Il était plus Augustinien que Martin Luther.
He said, God's sovereignty is the first principle of Christian thought.
Il dit, sovereignté, bon Dieu, c'est le premier principe de pensée chrétienne.
He said, God's sovereignty is the hub that holds the entire wheel together. This is a terrible error. His predestination doctrine was even stronger than that of Martin Luther. Let's read the quote. Les individus qui...
Les individus qui finissent d'amener à jamais en enfer sont aussi déterminés éternellement par Dieu pour ce destin.
There was a question about this earlier at the beginning of the class. I'm not sure that Augustine ever actually said what Zwingli said. I think Augustine agreed with Zwingli, but Zwingli said it right here. Zwingli said that people who go to hell give glory to God equally to the people that go to heaven. Again, this is a terrible doctrine. But almost all the false doctrines of evangelical Christianity can be traced back to Ulrich Zwingli.
Presque toute doctrine fausse, yo, nous jouons dans l'église protestante, nous capables tracer à travers Ulrich Zwingli.
But also John Calvin.
Avec tout John Calvin.
We'll talk about that more next Saturday. Now, I need to finish up with Zwingli, so I want to make one more important point. He and Luther disagreed over the Lord's Supper. They had a very, very significant meeting together in the city of Marburg. The two reformers had much in common, yes? They agreed on so many points. They published a list of 15 beliefs.
I'm sorry, there's a microphone that's open. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, John. There was a microphone.
Yeah.
There was noise.
They published a list of 15 reform beliefs. And they agreed on 14 out of 15.
Et puis, t'es d'accord sur 14 dans 15.
But Zwingli completely rejected transubstantiation. He taught that the Lord's Supper is merely a remembrance and that's all it is. It's merely a symbol. Luther had an in-between position. He didn't believe in transubstantiation. He taught consubstantiation.
Consubstantiation?
C-O-N, con, like together. He taught that when the priest performs the rite on the wine and the bread, that the wine and the bread are mystically transformed. He said they don't literally become bread and flesh and blood. But they are transformed in some mystical way. He quoted from Jesus. Jesus said, "This bread is my body." And this wine is my blood. And Luther says, "I'm going to stand on that. I'm not going to change that." Zwingli disagreed. Zwingli said, that's what Jesus said, but that's not what he meant. Zwingli said, Jesus says, this is my body. But this was a metaphor. He said, Jesus meant, this is like my body. Over that one word, Luther said, this is my body. Zwingli said, this is similar or like my body. Over that one doctrine, they each excommunicated the other. The Reformation divided into two groups, which allowed the Catholic Church to largely defeat the Protestants in battle. In fact, Zwingli died with a sword in his hand fighting against Catholics in a battle. So that'll end our class for today. We'll have a quiz next Saturday. And this time, no copying and pasting from the internet, okay? Okay, so I have time for a few questions. Jean, Gerdy?
Some question. I'm sorry, pardon?
Hello, bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
Bonjour, Gerdy.
Bonjour, Madame Regina. Bonjour, John. Bonjour, tout frère Axel qui est en ligne en ce moment. Madame, je connais que, qui s'acquit une naissance avec toute religion, ça? Est-ce que c'est échec, toute réforme qui t'est commencé faite avant matin, l'Italie, ou bien tout, c'est réforme matin de Tekinan qui mounio prend mal.
Okay. Il s'acquit by naissance à toute religion, ça. Est-ce que c'est l'échec réformateur?
Oui, est-ce que c'est l'échec réformateur ou bien tout, et l'échec qui était, réforme qui était avant, yo?
Okay.
Okay. Alors, comme tout le bagage que j'ai avant, il y a une différence entre Martin Luther King avec Martin Luther. Martin Luther, c'est un réformateur allemand.
Non, ok.
Non, c'est pas si je dis Martin Luther King. Okay. Alors que Martin Luther King, c'est un pasteur américain. Vous voyez, qui était dans la question un mouvement contre l'inégalité de la race, etc. Alors, mon n'y a pas les encouages, c'est pas Martin Luther King, c'est Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
Pour rectifier ça, Gadi dit. Oui.
Merci.
La convention.
Vague. On va me poser une question directement et Regina, ou bien nous allons essayer de faire une petite idée.
Well, let me translate it for John. I don't know if you want to add something, Emil, you can do that, right? Or how do you want me to do
okay.
this?
Okay. Yes.
Want
yes.
me to ask? Okay.
Ask the question to John.
Okay. John, yes, Gary has a question. What brings birth, to all those different religions that we have today? Is it because of the failure of Martin Luther's Reformation, or all the reformation that came from Martin Luther King? Is it the failure of the Reformation that gives rise to all the different religions that we have today? What are your thoughts?
That's a complicated question.
C'est une question qui est compliquée.
In 2 weeks, I'm going to talk about what I call the Second Reformation.
Dans 2 semaines, je vais parler avec ça que moi j'ai la deuxième réformation.
This is when the magisterial reformation came to an end.
C'est dans l'époque ça que ça que nous les baptême réformation magistérium
yeah. fait. It began in Holland.
Il a commencé en Hollande.
And it spread to the colonies, the British colonies.
Il a traversé toute la colonie British, Angleterre. Colonie Angleterre.
And later to England and finally to France.
Et toute colonie British, Angleterre et puis finalement en France.
Where the people were given religious freedom.
Côté que peuple a été bail au freedom religieux.
Freedom of conscience.
Freedom, liberté de conscience, liberté religieuse.
This is in the 18th century primarily.
Ça a été premièrement dans le 18e siècle. Hein?
And that's when we began to get many, many different religious groups.
C'est à partir de ça que nous avons gagné un pile différents groupes religieux.
So it's not necessarily that the Protestant movement failed.
C'est pas nécessairement que le mouvement protestant t'ait pris un échec.
Because before the Reformation,
parce que avant la réformation,
there were about 4 or 5 different churches.
T'ai déjà gagné 4 ou 5 différentes églises.
There was the Catholic Church.
Il y a l'Église catholique.
The Orthodox Church. The Coptic Church, the Jacobite Church, the Nestorian Church, and really, the early Reformation only produced 2 churches.
Vraiment, l'Église, première Reformation a été produit de l'Église.
The Lutheran Church and the Reformed Church.
L'Église luthérienne avec l'Église réformée.
But still, church and state were joined.
Et, l'église avec état était font seul.
So the government decided what religious movements could exist.
C'est le gouvernement qui décidait quel mouvement religieux qui pouvait exister.
And once we had religious freedom,
Et là, nous venons gagner la liberté religieuse.
Like I said, primarily in the 18th century.
À partir du 18e siècle.
Then we get so many other churches. The Quakers and the Methodists and all these other groups. So who failed? Was it the Catholic Church that failed? Was it the Protestant churches that failed?
Est-ce que c'est l'église protestante qui était pas échec?
I don't think that's the issue.
Moi, pas quoi ça, c'est le problème là.
The issue is, once human beings have a right to choose what they're going to believe, that produces chaos.
Ça produit un pile chaos.
It produces many, many different religious groups and many divisions.
Il produit un pile groupement religieux avec un pile division.
So the existence of so many different churches is really the result of political change.
Et existence en pile à l'église est vraiment une existence de changement politique.
I would argue that the Reformation succeeded tremendously well.
J'avais argumenté que la Reformation était des succès très bien.
In reforming Christian practice.
Non, réformer pratique chrétienne.
In returning the Bible to the people.
Avec retourner la Bible en baïmoun.
And in undoing so many of the changes that happened to the Catholic Church by drifting.
Et puis peut-être des fêtes en pile par qui dérive l'Église catholique là à travers dérive.
But the Reformation was rather unsuccessful in restoring Christian theology.
Mais Reformation pas de succès pour te restaurer la théologie chrétienne.
Part of the rest of this class will be about how Christian theology was restored by various groups.
On partit na kouyo gen pou wè avec comment que et théologie chrétienne essayer restaurer théologie chrétienne par différents groupes.
So that's a difficult question to answer. It's a very complex question.
Ça c'est une question qui est difficile à répondre, est très compliqué.
Which explains why my answer is also complex.
Ça explique tout ça qui fait réponse moi très complexe.
Here's how I answer the question.
Mais comment que moi réponds question?
Where did all these religious groups come from?
Qui côté tout groupe religieux ça a sorti?
I say study church history to find out.
Moi dis étudier histoire l'église pour nous trouver réponse ça.
Their existence is more a matter of history than anything else.
Existentiel plus que pour avec histoire que toute l'autre bagaille.
OK.
Moi, j'ai parti Gamboise avec Jerry, Ariel.
OK.
Bonne question. Bonsoir, Regina.
Bonjour, Ariel.
Comment y est?
Bien, grâce à Dieu.
Yeah, bon, allez, rapide, bon, j'ai question là. Question là, c'est que si Martin Luther c'était un prêtre catholique lié et qui vient créer on nous dit tout groupe religieux ça yo pour qui ça un d'un groupe religieux ça a commencé par protestant à gain prêtre là-dedans yo nous plus soit pasteur Jack est-ce que dans réforme Martin Luther t'a fait il était tout disqualifié tête en tant que prêtre qui fait que tout groupe qui sorti en dans réforme ça yo pas gain prêtre là-dedans c'est question dans ça.
OK. Martin Luther était un prêtre catholique. Mouvement n'a été créé en pile groupe religieux et qui ça qui fait groupe religieux ça yo pas gain même et pas gain prêtre là-dedans yo pas comporté en tant que catholique, c'est ça que vous dites?
Yeah. Et puis, il y a plus de pasteurs ou de Jack.
Ok.
Ça fait ça.
Je pense que le réponse là, un petit peu dans ce que je dis avant, tout à l'heure, et après matin, tu viens de Zwingli, pas supporter prêtre, comment c'est. Parce que matin, l'auteur, l'église, sous parle de la dernière fois que mon cap ministère, il a habillé en tant que prêtre, mettez wop sur tout ça. Mais Zwingli, tu commences à défaire tout le bagage ça. Je me pose une question à vous quand même, je pense que un peu, il t'a parlé de ça, je dis un peu. D'accord. Earlier questions has to do with Martin Luther. Martin Luther was a Catholic priest. His movement that he started created a lot of different religious groups. Why do these groups not have priests? Those churches, they don't have priests. They have pastors or deacons and stuff like that. Where did we lose the priesthood of the movement?
Okay, so Martin Luther, like Ulrich Zwingli, taught the priesthood of all believers.
Martin Luther avec Zwingli, il était enseigné à non ça que les ça ça se dose ou bien que tout
So our church has priests also.
L'église n'a qu'un prêtre tout.
Every member is a priest.
Mm-hmm. Chaque membre c'est un prêtre.
So what he rejected is the idea of sacrament.
I'm sorry, he was talking the same time you said what he rejected
is the idea of sacrament.
Ça que lui rejeté c'est l'idéologie du sacrement.
We have to understand this idea of sacrament is absolutely crucial to understanding Catholicism.
L'idéologie du sacrement est très cruciale pour nous comprendre les catholiques.
The idea of sacrament is that the power is located in the church, not in the individual believer.
L'idéologie du sacrement c'est que le pouvoir c'est dans l'église dans que lié non pas the idea of sacrament the power is in the church, not in the
The individual Christian, and not even in Jesus.
Oui, c'est pas croyant ou bien Jésus. C'est tout pouvoir, c'est dans le sacrement qu'il y a.
So Lutherans have priests.
Lutherans ont des prêtres.
But the distinction between a priest and the other members is far smaller.
Et différence gain entre prêtres avec l'autre membre, différence pas très pas énorme.
Because the Catholic Church teaches that when a priest is ordained,
Catholique enseigne que le ordonné un prêtre,
it's a sacrament.
Et ça c'est un sacrement.
They become a different person from somebody who's not a priest.
Et prêtre ça le ordonné ou venu un monde différent.
So we talk about clergy and laity, correct? And Protestant churches have clergy and laity also. To be honest with you, I think our church has some separation between clergy and laity as well.
Moi, je crois que l'église nous a gagné une séparation entre clergy avec laïté.
But in the Catholic Church, the distinction is a fundamental distinction. Because priesthood is a sacrament. For Martin Luther, priesthood was no longer a sacrament.
For Martin Luther, pour un prêtre, c'est pour donner un prêtre, c'est pas un sacrement.
And he taught that in principle all Christians are priests.
Il t'a enseigné en principe que tout chrétien c'est des prêtres.
And of course, we agree with Martin Luther on that.
Et bien sûr, nous sommes d'accord avec Martin Luther dans l'idéologie ça.
I may not have answered his entire question, Regina.
Yeah, but I think too, you talk about Peter. Was it in 1 Peter 2? What verse talks about that?
Yeah.
Peter said that we are a priesthood of...
Right. Yeah. Well, it's in the Old Testament. He says you're going to become a nation of priests. It's in Exodus.
Yeah, et puis tout ça dans l'Ancien Testament côté que tu dis peuple Israël a devenu une nation de prêtres. Okay, you want to take some a question from the chat, John?
Sure.
It's fine one. Okay, let's do this one. This one is not that hard. Can you explain what indulgence is?
Yeah, that's pretty easy to explain.
Yeah, that's one is an easy one.
The idea of an indulgence is this.
Idéologie de indulgence, c'est que
you do something.
Ou fait un bagage.
And sins are forgiven. So let's imagine somebody is in purgatory. They died. And some of their sins have not yet been forgiven. So somebody who is alive performs an indulgence. Let's say they have 100 sins left. And you give $1,000 to the church. That would remove 10 of those sins. So now you only have 90 left. And the Catholic Church, the priest would say something like that.
L'église catholique en prêtre et bagarre comme ça.
They would say the sound of the coins falling into the can are releasing people to heaven.
Il dit que sans que l'homme ait déposé l'argent, son sac fait monio et a quitté côté et après le ciel.
So an indulgence is literally buying salvation.
Indulgence est en forme de acheter et salut.
It's not salvation for yourself, it's salvation for one of your relatives.
C'est pas salut pour propre part, mais c'est salut pour membre de famille.
And indulgences weren't just money, there were other things, like you could build a chapel. That would be an indulgence.
Indulgence pas seulement pour avec bail l'argent, mais capable faire une chapelle ou bien faire l'autre action.
Or you could sponsor a priest to say a mass a few times. That would be an indulgence. Now the Catholic Church still teaches the doctrine of indulgences.
L'Église catholique l'a toujours enseigné la doctrine indulgence.
But it's not as blatant, it's not as crazy as the Middle Ages doctrine of indulgences. But they still have that doctrine. So it's like works salvation. And people would give their life savings to the church in order to get their grandmother so she could go to heaven. This explains much of the corruption that was in the church at that time.
Ça explique un peu la corruption qui était dans l'église là, en attendant ça.
That's why Martin Luther was so opposed to it.
C'est ça que fait Martin Luther, t'es opposé de ça.
Okay, one more question.
Une autre question.
Une question avant la question d'urgence, oui, et Régine. Merci pour vos réponses, merci d'adduction. On va garder en l'air avant la question. Merci.
Ah, d'accord, on a pour Patrick. Patrick, on voit toujours quelques questions?
Oui, oui, Régine.
Oui.
Bonjour, Régine.
Bonjour.
Alors, question n'est pas sur l'histoire de l'église, sur, alors, package quoi, qui c'est sur l'histoire de l'église. Alors, me demander, est-ce que pour capable d'économiser le temps, est-ce que ma cap pose une question qui ont dit genre, je pense que c'est capable de moi, qui passe sur l'histoire de l'église, Est-ce que John est prêt pour répondre pour moi, s'il te plaît?
Okay, John, Patrick has a question. It doesn't have to do directly with what we are learning, but
okay.
It's a question that will help him. Do you mind?
Okay.
Okay, Patrick.
Merci. Merci, da, merci encore. Et Regina, et merci pour sagesse, John. Question par moi, bon, me présentez-moi, m'a présentez-moi, moi c'est